Well, here we are, the last picture of 2016, and I've scheduled this post, or I've put this one up specifically as a companion of sorts to last week's picture, which was Rise. And this one is called Set, because you're kind of looking at a sunset. Not really. It's clearly several hours away from the sunset, but the sun is on its way down. And it's also the end of a year, and so I figured it was kind of appropriate. I also wanted to show two similar compositions with your subject. If you compare this to last week's, there's a lot of similarities in the composition. The subject is on the right-hand third, a little farther over in this case. And you've got I'm standing down low, looking up high with my camera towards the sky. The left-hand side is totally filled with not the subject. In this case, it would be sky, except it's all these cypress leaves. And the two are quite similar, and I think they function quite well as companions. And this specific type of shot is one that I really like revisiting. I like these sunburst shots where you point your camera at a point of light and you stop down the aperture and you take a picture. It's fun to do these kind of pictures and see what you can come up with. I took a couple variations on this where the sun was a little higher up, like poking up from the top of this branch instead of the bottom. And I really like this one the best. And I like that you can still see a lot of colors, and you can see the greens of the leaves, the blue of the sky. And the tree is this nice dark shadow. Overall, these are fun pictures to take. And I don't know if I've done them a whole lot on Weekly 50, but I just like taking them in general. And it's kind of a nice way to explore the functions of your camera. This, incidentally, is not a picture that you can take on mobile, because mobile phones typically have very wide apertures. A lot of them are f2.4, f2.8, and you need to stop your camera way down to get these sunbursts, the actual rays of light coming out of the sun here. You can't do that with wide aperture. So this is kind of a fun little thing that you can do if only you have a camera or a lens that can do this. Even some pocket cameras, a lot of them only go down to like 5.6 or something. So if you're looking for something to try, do something like this. Put the sun, stand your, so that you are right in the shadow of something with the sun just poking out. Stop your camera way down. Try F11 and go from there. And take a picture and see what happens. And with that, I'm signing off for 2016. Thank you for being a part of this blog, whether you're a listener, a reader, whether you post a comment. I have done this blog for almost 4 years now. In March, it'll be 4 years. It's amazing to think about that. It's come a long way, and it wouldn't be anywhere without all of you who are part of this. So thank you so much. Hope you've had a great year, and here's to a phenomenal 2017.